Right.
And this is to do with open area broad levels. So I know, as with the questions from the public, there is quite a lot of concern on this, but I do believe there's a report in progress which may...
Yes, Chair. So, local area coordinators. So, a report on this topic activity will come forward to the November Cabinet. The November Cabinet will meet on the 8th of November at Rye, Westridge, as part of our Cabinet on the Road strategy. In terms of the paperwork, no paper has yet been prepared but is being drafted. No decision has yet been made, and that will happen at Cabinet in November. It's important tonight that we do not discuss any individual members of staff. Reminder that this is not a statutory service, but one introduced under the previous administration. The provision was identified for review in our corporate plan, and Cabinet has a duty based on professional advice to ensure best value service delivery and take account of the national requirements. Claire can probably elaborate on the national requirements if that would be helpful to the committee.
So I'm quite happy to give you a bit of a background to the local area coordinators that you might already be aware of. The local area coordinators, it was originally developed in Northwest Australia in 1988 and has been adopted in many sites across England and Wales. The local area coordinator service gives clients a one-to-one personal support and identifies community programmes that they can participate in. This is a preventative approach and will potentially reduce demand for social services and reach out to all people irrespective of their eligibility or status, just apart from background. Each of local area coordinator sites must operate to a defined specification as stipulated through the local area network. There's an annual membership fee of £9,000. Members are required to not deviate at all from the defined approach, which directs pay rates, job titles, role specifications, referral process, language used, and the size of the population covered. The local area service was established to meet the requirements of the local area coordination network, and the programme was not designed to be sustained or developed, designed or carried out by the voluntary sector or the community sector organisations at lower cost. In September 2015, the first three local area coordinators began work in three localities on the Isle, each with a population of 12,000, which is the optimum size according to the local area coordination network. In 2016-17, a further six local area coordinators were employed, with the intention that the final three would be appointed in 2018. However, the final three did not happen, and therefore three areas of the island, Cowes, East of Cowes, Whippingham, and Vincent Woodman, are not covered by the service. When the local area service was established in 2015, it was part of the Better Care Fund approach, and it was funded by grants from the NHS Open Vanguard programme to test out a new way of working on the island. At that time, the process was considered an integral part of the island's emerging new world of care. The local area service was intended to reduce demand across many services, including adult social care, children's social care, mental health, acute hospitals, community health, primary care, and the police. The service was implemented with the intention that it would become self-sustaining over the long term. So many local area coordinators that are looked into across the when they first looked into setting up local area coordinators, how they're going to be future funded was looked at the very beginning. That was looked at when we set up the programme here, and so it's totally funded from public health. So I'm quite happy to take on board anything you're saying so that I can take on to account when I'm writing the report, but actual specifics of the report that we're writing I won't be able to answer.
Thank you. So, John.
Thank you, Chairman. A bit later than ever, but I have no intention to bring in personalities, I have no intention of bringing in anybody's names, but I'm sure the councillors, a lot of people in different areas have relied on this service. If you introduce something and people like it, they tend to want to support it. Now, all I'm asking for is when their committees and that get hold of it and sort out, that they actually bear in mind that they're reporting back to people that use it. It's not councillors who are from previous administrations or not previous administrations and turn it into a political battle. I want to remind councillors that they're dealing with the public who have enjoyed this system and like it and feel that it's helping them, and eventually they will get more and more angry. So please, when you put a policy together on this, that you take into consideration that you're not talking to councillors, you're talking to the public on the island who have used the service. Thank you.
We will of course take that on board.
Sorry, what was that?
I said we will of course take that on board when we're writing the report.
Thank you.
Okay.
Jeff. Yeah, a couple of things. I mean, this is exemplifies a bit of the problem I've already alluded to tonight, that you have a widely important committee dealing with the biggest part of the council's expenditure, and also health scrutiny that we can't actually scrutinise. Quite an important decision. This isn't the only thing we can't scrutinise. And it will eventually go to the corporate scrutiny committee, who don't specialise in this area, so it's going to fall between two stools, which I find quite bizarre, to be frank. Nonetheless, the local area coordination, to be honest with you, grows from something called asset-based community development, which I think you chair, were expounding upon to me 3-4 years ago, the benefits of it, etc. And I was sceptical. And I think you probably would recognise that. We had many a conversation about it. But eventually, a local area coordinator was rolled out into my patch. And I'm sorry, I'm going to be a little parochial here. But my patch together with Councillor Price's patch, east side of Newport. And as you're aware, my patch is, and I hate saying this, because my residents won't welcome me saying this, but is the most deprived part of the Isle of Wight, the most deprived in the inverted commas. So it's very privileged in many areas, but it does face many challenges. And this was alluded to earlier on by the leader of the council when we were talking about the Health and Wellbeing Board. There is an attempt to pursue put in place something called a place plan based on my patch. There are a few problems around that, I won't go into that at the moment. But it seems an irony to me that potentially local area coordination services are going to be withdrawn in my patch. Because that's the information I'm getting certainly from the leaders' opening remarks there. This is a corporate plan we will review it and pray, but the message I was getting was going. I hope that's not the case, because the local area coordinator in my patch and the one in the rest of Central Newport, they do some fantastic work. I could give you 50 anecdotes from my patch about the work they do. I'm going to give one in particular. There's a lady who's 94-year-old in the street in my patch, which is only a few doors away from the office administrator for the island's MP. I mentioned that there's a lot of people up there who don't know who I'm talking about. But this 94-year-old lady is somebody who I've known for the best part of 20 years, and ever since her husband died, I'm probably one of the few people who visited her on a regular basis. She has no need of any of the services. She has family on the mainland who come over when they can. That's just the way of things. But our local area coordinator was given an introduction by me to this lady, and that lady now has a social life. And instead of sitting at home lonely, and almost inevitably going to become a draw on resources through adult social care,
now there's a social life. And I think that's an example of the sort of preventative work you can do through the local area coordination service. Now I could do that another 49 times probably, I haven't got more than this, but I hear constantly how wonderful the service is, both in my patch, both in Central Newport, and other parts of the island. We heard from the lady upstairs regarding Ride. I've heard things about the local area coordinators in the Ride area. And you can gather, if you've got Councillor Kenny from Freshwater up there, who's another great advocate of this service. There's children coming from Freshwater to ask a question about it. And Jill's a person to be reckoned with. She knows what she's talking about when it comes to community work. So I'm asking a question, I'm just advocating, and I hope that this report will be not seeking to take short-termism for the sake of saving someone, particularly when your esteemed Prime Minister, not mine, has announced that austerity is over, and I'm just waiting for the cheques to be coming through from Mr. Hamilton in November. Not. Thank you, Chair.
Jeff, thank you very much for that contribution, and I think it's fair to note that when praise comes from the direction of Councillor Lundy, it is praise very highly meant. George.
Thank you, Chairman. I very much agree with what you said up to now. I think the service do save the council quite a lot of money, and the effects of seizing the service will do more damage than keeping it in place, I think. Especially when you look towards mental health route. And I can only say, you know, like John said, consult people that's used the service before they can make any decisions. It's difficult to talk on it without paper, but I can only support what's been said. I think it's a service we need to look at carefully before we take it away. We will lose the money we can save for the long run and not in the short future.
Thank you, George. Carl, and then we'll move on to the next item.
Thank you. I too, when this service was set up, was quite sceptical, I have to say. And I can speak without any influence of any workers in my area, because they didn't arrive in these cows, as you've already noticed. But it is a great service which was set up to cross over lots of different health boundaries, social issues and so on, and it has been a great success. And so what I would say is that before we take any actions, we should look at the evidence. I understand that some research is already taking place into the outcomes for this service, both the intended outcomes and the unexpected outcomes. We need to see all of that first. I do worry when I hear people using words like statutory requirements. It's not a statutory service, which is true, it's not a statutory service. But is it an essential service to the people? Well, it was set up to bridge a lot of those things that were starting to disappear in those early days, such as the youth services, community services, and so on. And I think it's been a great success. So before we actually do that, I would welcome the opportunity to scrutinise it more closely, to look at the evidence base before making a decision, and to remember that we have moved from having plentiful services in the past in terms of community services to virtually none. And that's why I said earlier on, and again, another service at risk is the health check service provided through the Chamber of Commerce. In fact, I'm told that that's gone. So that's 1,000 people that are not getting that service. So having a service like the local area coordinators does have some safeguards to it. It provides some kind of overview of what is and isn't happening in the community, which is why I also argue that we should have at least one youth worker with an overview of the entire island, so that we've got some sort of vision. So I ask that we, for as long as possible, we talk about this being presented on the 8th of November, I would ask that we get opportunity, if at all possible, for one of the scrutiny committees to certainly look at the evidence really, really closely.
Thank you, Carl.
And that's not a political challenge, that's...
Well, if it's going to happen, as you know, 2 days before the cabinet is scrutiny, so it will be going to a scrutiny.
So, Councillor Steele.
Yeah, just first of all, Paul, I listened with interest to all the comments of all the screen members, as Councillor Moss was alluding. Although it's not a statutory service, it's a little bit like a floating bridge. Many would say it's an essential service, and certainly you've invested a great deal of money in floating bridges, Councillor Moss. The service provision on this island comes in many forms from many sectors. And another important factor is professional advice that we receive. We take that into account as well. But I think beyond that, there's nothing I can add to what's been said.
Chair, I made a proposal that, obviously we haven't got anything in front of us, that can I propose that this committee urges the Cabinet to retain the local area coordinated service.
I'll second
it. Thank you.
Oh, sorry, you were seconding it.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
That, how can you make a proposal? You want to vote for that?
Well, if we...
When you have no evidence, you have no financials in front of you. So you will all sit there and recommend to keep the service when you have no background, no evaluation, no proof of what service is actually provided. What I'm doing is writing a thorough, detailed report so we can sit and look and evaluate at the evidence, the financials, the balance of what's coming out of other money. So you're not going to sit here as a committee and vote for whether that's going to stand on that with no evidence. Well, carry on, you do that.
I'm quite happy to continue with my proposal, Chair.
Yeah,
thank you.
Okay. Sally.
Sorry, can I just make a point about the health checks? Because I think Councillor Lovell mentioned it twice, and just to perhaps to make sure that it's actually correct on that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that health checks that you're referring to is just another way of delivering the NHS health check, which has nothing to do with this service. It's not a support. So you mentioned 1,000 people, but they were people that were getting ongoing support.
No, I accept that.
No, I'm just saying that I think it could be just a little bit confusing in this context that people might think it's 1,000 people getting this sort of community support, and it wasn't. Just to be clear on that. Thank you.
Right, so we'll continue, because we're starting to run the last half hour now. So, Jeff's made a proposal. Was there a seconder to that proposal?
It was Councillor Howard before.
Yeah, okay.
This is a recommendation, and it perhaps reflects the strength of the feeling and the measure that is given to local area coordinators. But I think probably all accept that there is further considerations, but we'll vote on that. Now, so all those in favour of the proposal?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
Is that is against or abstentions?
Against abstentions. Okay.
That's kind of
fine. Right. We'll move on to Cancer Services for our white residents.
So this was a piece of work we did fairly recently, and it followed on from the work we did in 2015. So in 2015, Cancer Services was chosen as one of our priorities by the public. So we did a survey, and this was just for people having received